Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to For Geek's Sake. My name is Al Sterling. In the studio today with producer Dan.
Hey, everybody.
And co-host Danielle. Now you're going to giggle and laugh at me? All the pissing and moaning you've done every single damn week.
You played that off really well. I'm proud
that
of you for that.
So funny.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
He knew he was going to do that when he woke up this morning.
He knew he was going to do that last week.
Right. I really am actually really flattered that you both think I think that far in advance about any of this.
Oh, that was so funny.
I've given up on your adjectives. You don't get them anymore.
That's fine.
You get
That's
no
fine. As
descriptors.
Long as long as I know, like,
it's going to actually drop every time. So as soon as it's going to be, it's going to be co-host Danielle, and then just Danielle, and
yeah.
then just yell.
And then just, no, and then no.
Just, oh, yeah, no. It's going to keep getting shorter.
And then what?
And then just. Eh. No, eh. Because you start, you lose. You start with you looking from that end.
Yeah.
So Danielle,
she'd be happy if you went with DW though.
Yeah, you could call me D-dubs. DW.
I could.
DW.
I could.
DW.
I'm not going to. That's not going to happen.
I don't know why I'm doing it.
All right. Welcome to anyway. Welcome to For Geek's Sake. My name is Al Sterling. We're doing a This Week in B-rolls, and I hate to do two This Week in B-rolls so close to each other, but there's been just so much so many smaller stories that have been floating around, and we wanted to cover all of them. And since Luke Cage isn't getting covered just yet, we're giving y'all another week to get your stuff together there. And
come on, slackers.
Seriously, the number of people who have not seen the show, some of the people who have not seen the show, embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, for a show that shut down Netflix the second day it was out.
I'm just saying, Oral, I'm calling you out.
Ooh.
Sylvia, calling you out too.
Ooh.
Calvin, boom, calling them out.
Man, he's on a
calling
roll.
Him out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We won't even talk. No, we're not even talking about Danielle. We're not even going to talk about.
I was like, don't say my name.
No, I'm not even going to bother. We can't even.
We've moved on.
I'm sorry, but I'm in school, and like every spare minute I have is being spent on school.
Now I'm the white girl because I literally can't even. That's. Give me a pumpkin spice latte. Let's do this damn thing. All right, so we got it this week on B-roll. Got a whole bunch of things going around. First, in video game news, and I know we don't do enough video game news, but every once in a while one comes along, and I am so excited. Mm-hmm. Red Dead Redemption is getting itself a sequel. So if you're not familiar with Red Dead Redemption, it comes from Rockstar Games. These are the same folks that bring you the Grand Theft Auto series. They did a couple other really, really great stories. The thing with Rockstar is I feel like they get you know, they're famous for the Grand Theft Auto and for the violence and for all that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, Rockstar does some of the best storytelling in video games, period, just bar none.
Yeah.
And Red Dead Redemption, to me, is one of the most amazing. You play as James Marston, who is it's an Old West style.
James Cyclops? Marston? James Marston is in Westworld, the actor.
Cyclops?
Oh, wait, no, that's James Franco.
Yeah.
Who's James Marston?
The Red Dead Redemption protagonist?
James Marsden. No, James Marsden is in Westworld.
Yeah, he's Cyclops.
He also played Cyclops. Now look up. Okay, now you're going to make me do this. Look up the Red Dead Redemption protagonist. Google Red Dead Redemption protagonist, and
Red
you will see that.
Dead.
It's going to be really embarrassing if I'm wrong here.
Redemption.
Anyway, so while you can, you don't have to talk us through it. The so the storyline, you pick up with this guy. Am I wrong? Did I get his name wrong?
Uh-huh. It's John Marsden.
That's embarrassing for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit.
Mm-hmm. That is. That's really, really
it's
embarrassing
for me. It's
not
even the same last name.
I'm glad I called you out on it.
What?
Marston versus Marsden. It's a T versus a D and an O versus. You got it all wrong.
That's really embarrassing for me. Oh. All right.
Ha ha, Al's dumb right away.
No.
Yes.
We haven't had one of those
it
in
returns.
A while. It's been a while, though, so I'll take it.
Instant
anyway,
karma.
That's true. No, that's absolutely. I had that coming. So anyway, you play as John. And he, it's the storyline is incredible. The gameplay was phenomenal. The game came out in 2010 as a quasi-sequel to another game called Red Dead Revolver. And it just, it was, people have been begging for a sequel for a long time. I actually only came across the game a couple years ago through a friend of mine who said, I can't believe I haven't played this here. And it changed a lot of the way that you do stuff. The single player open world with a fantastic multiplayer. The DLC that came with it was very unique in that it was worth it. It was almost like a whole nother game with their Undead Nightmare. and just zombie thing. It was phenomenal. So this one they've got coming out is called Legends of the West, and that's all we know right now because we record on Tuesday nights. On Thursday, when this episode drops, the trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2, Legends of the West, will drop. This looked so good. So excited. Now, what's really interesting, though, was in the promo shot that they've given us, you've got the classic red background. There's a very specific shade of red that is Red Dead Redemption red, I guess.
Okay.
But you've got a sunset, and you've got seven silhouettes sitting there. So
right.
I'm kind of wondering if we're going to go with a more, the Magnificent Seven kind of theme
sure.
here. I don't know. I'm kind of curious as to what they're talking about with it. But the one part that does worry me about this is...
That they all look male?
I doubt they're all male.
All those silhouettes look male.
We'll see. I would be surprised. If they're going to do seven protagonists, I'm betting one of them will be female in it. They've done... I mean, Red Dead had several really... I mean, none of them were playable characters, admittedly, but there was only really two playable characters in the game. But you had other characters like Bonnie McFarlane, whose name I did get correct, in Red Dead Redemption. That was, I mean, she was a really awesome, really strong character. But they're, you know, not a love interest. She was stood on her own, and she was an interesting character that had development and everything. So I'm kind of curious to see what they do with that. But my concern here, though, is that John Marston, if I can say his name correctly now.
You did.
One of the things that was really interesting is you played as him and you learned his backstory and you got involved in what was going on with him and how his character grew over time. And I'm concerned that if you go with seven characters, you're going to lose that a bit. But
unless they have fleshed that out for seven different characters.
That is going to be...
I mean, that's a beast, but it could happen.
Or one of the big things that is coming with this part two, they're saying, is multiplayer. So perhaps your story mode is through... one or two playable characters, but in multiplayer, you could choose from multiple.
That would be interesting, too. There's a lot of interesting ways we can do that.
It does say it's going to be a brand new online multiplayer experience, so whatever they're doing is groundbreaking, apparently.
Well, and what they did with the last Red Dead Redemption was pretty groundbreaking. I mean, the fact that you could in Red Dead Redemption, the multiplayer, team up with four or five other people, and yes, you could shoot at each other, but what was a lot more fun was I had one game where three of my buddies hopped online with me. We robbed a wagon, took the wagon from one camp to another and just, like, wiped out bad guys, whole bandit camps. And you just run around together, like, OK Corral style, and just shoot all the bad guys down.
Isn't that like a raid in WoW?
Sort of, but the raid requires a lot more... You got to have all your stuff together. You can't just
hop online and go.
You can, but it takes a lot more people, and there's a lot more. There's a bit more involved in going. You have to make sure levels and whatever else. There were no real levels in Red Dead Redemption. You just kind of got together, ran from one spot to another, and wiped out everything that you saw.
That's cool.
And it was very user friendly. It was very easy to pick up. There wasn't as heavy as like the multiplayer that you're going to find on a classic first person shooter.
Sure.
I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going on with that. So we'll be watching that trailer. We'll try to get the trailer up on the website for you guys. Red Dead Redemption 2, Legends of the West. Damn it, Danielle.
Don't say damn it, Danielle. I win. I win the internet.
Can this be a new segment? Damn it, Danielle. I don't like damn it, DC.
Let me tell you, I blame Danielle for this.
No. Yeah, she spoke into existence.
I win the internet.
Yeah. You lost us in the internet. Leonardo DiCaprio, it has been confirmed, is producing a Captain Planet movie.
Because Captain Planet, he's our hero, going to take pollution down to zero.
Yeah, I feel like you just made my point.
It's a good show.
No.
And also, it sounds really funny. Like, the plot that they're going with for the movie that is rumored to be
Share with everyone the rumored plot.
The rumored plot is the story takes place years after the adventures of the show, with the captain now a washed-up has-been who needs the kids more than they need him.
Did you see the, was it Don Cheadle that did the Funny or Die Captain Planet spoof?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's really good. I'll put it in the comments.
All
right. It's hilarious.
Okay. So they're doing this thing as a comedy? Because I did not see that in the article that I read.
I mean, that sounds comedic to me.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's either that or going to be, like, super dark.
Well, here's the thing, too. There's no way to do... I mean, you could do... Unless you do Captain Planet as a comedy, which...
He's washed up. He's on heroin.
Sure. I mean, that actually makes more sense than them trying to do this as a legitimate, like.
How about we all reserve our judgments until we know more about it?
Yeah. No. No. You know what? Because y'all were making fun of Power Rangers and how can you have the planet.
Oh, yeah, I plan on already, making fun of this.
We already had a trailer for that and everything. We don't even know who is in the movie. We don't know what it's going to be, if it's going to be, you know.
Here's the thing.
What if DiCaprio actually plays Captain Planet?
That would be awesome.
Well, I mean, after Titanic, we didn't see him for quite a while, so I'm assuming what this will be.
Are you kidding me?
No. What movie did he disappear? Not after Titanic. He disappeared from the scene for a while. And then popped back up and was amazing. What was it? What was that last movie that he did before he disappeared for a while?
Romeo and Juliet?
I don't remember now. You know, but
I don't remember him ever disappearing.
No, me neither. He's always been in
stopped paying attention to him for a while and then paid attention to him when he got awesome. That's all.
There was like 20 years of him sitting there at the Oscars with the camera on him.
Yeah.
And then disappointed.
Yeah.
That's actually how I feel every Oscars as well.
Yeah, me too.
Until this year.
I still haven't even been nominated.
Thank you. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of rude.
No, before we go any further, no. I'm going to make you two listen to a list of Captain Planet bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay? These are the real Captain Planet bad guys here.
Throw them at me.
Yeah, we're ready.
Dr. Blight.
Mm-hmm.
Venomous Scum.
Yep.
Duke Nukem.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, is a trademark issue. Hoggish Greedley.
Mm. Hoggish Greedley was awesome.
Zarm.
I like it.
Sly Sludge.
Yep.
And my personal favorite, Luton Plunder.
Yep.
Yeah.
His name was...
I remember far too many of these.
Luton.
Yeah.
Plunder.
Exactly.
I can actually picture most of these characters in my mind as you mention them, which makes me feel bad as a person. But... let's do a list of Power Rangers villains.
Yeah, let's do that.
Here's the difference.
Let's do that.
No, they're on they don't even have them. Doesn't even have names. If they do, there's like random weird monster names.
Uh-huh.
No, but here's the problem. Underneath that, the crappy cheesy stuff, uh-huh. there was a framework that was worthwhile that was built on and explored through other Power Rangers incarnations. So there's actually something to build a movie on. There is nothing to build a Captain Planet movie on unless you're going comedy other than ham-fisted environmentalism. There's literally no other plot for the movie other than comedy, which would be interesting.
Well, but he might be taking the ham-fisted environmentalist. Is that what you said?
Ham-fisted environmentalism, yes.
Environmentalism approach, because that is what he does for the...
What if they went Armageddon on it?
Okay.
And he had to protect the world from an asteroid. His whole thing is about protecting the Earth and the Earth's environment. Asteroid's going to screw up the Earth's environment. This just in.
That okay? You know that it's to go. So Captain Planet meets Armageddon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or End of Days.
2012, I guess.
Yeah, he's got to like.
Yeah. Okay, maybe
they could go full scale disaster movie with a superhero, basically.
But then what do the kids do for the rest? Like, they summon him and then go
it's
sit down?
It's their powers combined. They have their own powers.
It says he needs the kids more than they need him, so he might be summoning the kids.
Because he needs their powers.
Right. No, I get that.
Because only with their powers combined. Only.
Did you watch the first 5 minutes of the show?
I did, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing, though. I was a little confused as to why they needed the captain so often. Because... one of the guy's rings created fire.
Right.
The other one...
Earth, wind,
right.
water,
if
heart.
I have a ring that controls an element, I probably don't need to summon Captain Planet for 90% of situations.
No, because not everything needed just fire. That's why they had to combine the rings.
Right. No, I get that, but...
Obviously, Al. Did you even watch the show?
I did, and
you
I'm not happy about it.
You are not a true fan.
Well, I am not a Planeteer.
Should remind you that half the episode was usually just the kids trying to save the day, and when
and
they,
couldn't
do it, then they would call on Mother Nature, Captain Planet.
That was no Gaia was a whole different thing.
Yeah,
Gaia
that's true.
Listen, the guy's name is Luton Plunder. Like, there was like four of the bad guys were just fat guys. Like, they're just fat.
Okay, again, should we go over
hit
the
them
Power
with fire.
Ranger?
Uh-huh. Hit them with
guys.
Rocks.
Like,
you listen. I'm gonna start breaking out Power Ranger like the larger Power Ranger universe. There is no larger Captain Planet universe. It was just we're moving on.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio's trying to change that.
All right, Caprio, don't screw that up. I guess
he gets an Oscar and then.
This is not a great follow up for you. Like, congratulations on the Oscar, you deserved it. You deserved it a while ago. But yeah.
He's like, now I got it. Now I can just have fun.
Maybe that's it. Maybe now he's like, and that was everything I needed. Like,
and passion projects.
Exactly. No.
Passion projects. I want to believe that somewhere there's like this old crusty spiral notebook where Leonardo DiCaprio
has just script written.
Just storyboarded out the entire Captain Planet movie.
On the set of Growing Pains, he's sitting there making notes. His trailer.
And I think that should be the title then of his memoirs. You know, uh-huh. like I don't know, like rusty spiral growing pains. Like I don't know, some combination there.
Growing Pains to the Revenant, DiCaprio story.
that's like a thing that they should do.
Yeah, rusty spirals, growing pains.
Well,
like, there's a combination.
He's
here.
Listening, so
obviously.
Because Danielle.
And I think really what this means is that you need to be more cautious, Danielle, about what you say, because
so I would.
I'm going to predict it now. If this happens, if it's real, it'll be better than the Power Rangers movie.
Yes, thank you.
No.
High five me.
Okay.
Especially because Leonardo DiCaprio's behind it.
Right.
How would you like to judge that? Because I will take that bet. Would you prefer to judge that off of like
Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes cumulative score.
Yeah.
Well, we can do Rotten Tomatoes, or we could do.
We can do box office.
Box
you can do whatever.
Office.
No, no. I don't. I mean, you can pick whatever method you want to compare them. I just want. I want a specific area, because I will take this bet.
Yeah.
So okay.
So we think okay. So you have heard it here, folks.
I'm gonna go and speak for Dan Cage, who will back me on this particular bet.
Uh-huh.
So Dan Cage and I against you two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So and we would love for our listeners to weigh in as well. Comment on the post on our Facebook page as to which one you think will win. Mm-hmm. And then obviously once the movies both come out, we will compare the Rotten Tomato scores and we will announce a winner.
Yeah.
And it'll be two against two. Maybe we can have Dan Cage on the show that episode.
Absolutely. We'll need to circle back on this, because this was not pre-planned
maybe
here.
Maybe we should.
We need to set some terms. We need to set some stakes here.
That's what I was just going to say, stakes. We need some stakes.
I would say the losers shave their heads, but with Dan, that's not really much of a thing.
And
with Danielle,
also Danielle's
that's
not going to do it.
Hey, you might look really cute bald.
I might. Not going to find out today.
Look, think about it. You wouldn't find out today anyway. You won't find out for years. All right, let's move on.
Years.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be a long time before this supposed movie comes out.
Damn it.
Yeah, we got time. All right, so let's move on. Netflix. All right, so here's what happened.
Netflix does two steps forward and five steps back.
No, it's just two steps forward. I think it's a net. Anyway. People are noticing, people who track these things, because Netflix is
I wish I had time to track these things.
Right? Netflix is notoriously very closed off as far as any data on anything they do, whether it be viewership or whatever. Mm-hmm. But people have tracked the number of movies that they have available, and you can look it up in the articles to see exactly what they're looking at. But they've noticed that the number of movies available on Netflix, of the big movies, we'll say, available on Netflix, has decreased and has continued to decrease over time. Now that is supported by the fact that you've seen several of their relationships, some of their partnerships with a couple of the major distributors has dried up. And, you know, over time, you're seeing fewer and fewer stuff. I mean, it used to be, it was a time when, as soon as things were dropped off of the out of theaters, they would get picked up on DVD. And within a couple of weeks of them getting picked up on DVD, you'd
see
them on
Netflix. They could mail it to your house.
Well, mail it to your house. I'm not even talking about their
back
DVD
then,
service.
That's when they really.
Yeah, they
had
were
it.
The mail service.
Right. So now, I didn't even think about the mail service. I've never had
their. It's the streaming service that has really put a wrench in things, I think. That's really made them tighten up their restrictions from these distributors that they're putting on Netflix.
Does anyone even still do the discs? Do they?
It's an option.
Really?
I'm sure there are people that just don't have quality internet that are still doing it, or not tech savvy, that sort of thing.
Because I mean, it's the same price for the streaming service as it is for the. I wonder if you can get like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and some of these early Stranger Things. I wonder if you can get those on DVD.
I don't think so. They just announced the Daredevil season one DVD set.
Wow.
They just announced that. So it's going to be a while.
That takes a while. Mm-hmm. So the whole point here is that we're seeing fewer and fewer movies on Netflix, and people are trying to kind of parse out the whys and what this means kind of going forward. Mm-hmm. Part of this says. Netflix came out a while ago and basically said they want to be HBO.
Right.
That's their model. And to be, in order to be HBO, you've got to produce some just legitimately amazing original content. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got Sopranos and Deadwood and Game of Thrones and Veep and you know, like all of these. They really, as I go through their stuff, I don't think I've seen a bad show.
John from Cincinnati.
Was that a bad show?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was the replacement for The Sopranos. And it didn't go well.
Was it supposed to be another like crime?
No.
Was it a spinoff? Or?
Mysterious guy walks out of the ocean in Southern California, and basically they lead you to think that maybe he's the second coming of Jesus, but nobody gets it. Mm. And he doesn't have any social interaction skills because he's never been around people. And it was very like high-level artsy weird.
Ah. Yeah. You know what? That's fair too, because I don't think I've seen John from Cincinnati on the HBO Go.
Yeah,
they have wisely chosen to leave that one out.
Yeah, a good reason.
So yeah, actually, and that brings up a really good point, because I'm judging off of the shows that I see on HBO Go. I don't see any series. I mean, there's several series there that I don't particularly. It's not my speed.
Right.
Veep and
True Blood.
No, definitely not True Blood. Yeah. And what was the other one you guys all love? The tech one.
Oh, Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
Oh, I haven't watched that one
yet. Oh, no, I thought you were a big fan. I know Dan Cage.
Chris watches it, and I would like to watch it, but it's so far down. Like, there's not so far down like the rabbit hole. I mean, like, there's so many seasons now, it would be really hard to catch up on that, as well as all the other stuff I'm trying to binge watch.
I'm like, I got 5 or 6 episodes in, and I was just done. I was like, no. But it looks like a good show, and other people really love it. It's just not my speed. Anyway, so the problem here, though, back to Netflix, you could do this. You can produce this original content, but HBO also has a ridiculously amazing movie collection.
Right.
So you're not. I mean, you're kind of just swapping one for the other there. And maybe it's easier to get them those movie deals back after, as you can, you know, while they focus up on just getting the shows out. But
I'm surprised they're not using the contracts that these people have, these companies have with HBO to leverage similar deals, because HBO Go is the same thing as Netflix, basically.
In a lot of ways, maybe.
Yeah, with the movies and stuff.
With the ease of access, with the fact that it's on demand.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what they were struggling with when they first launched the streaming as opposed to the DVDs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because nobody had really ever done that.
Yeah. Well, and Netflix's popularity, along with things like Hulu Plus and the Amazon.
I wonder almost if Netflix is trying to get more towards Hulu and HBO as regards to like having more TV content and not focus so much on movies, which would be sad because then there's not really a good place to get like a bunch of movies. But like if you're looking for a kids show, like you can name one out of like 50 and most of them are going to be on Netflix or Hulu. So like,
and really, I mean, we've seen Netflix move in on Hulu's turf with things like The CW,
mm-hmm.
Which is supposed to. I mean, Supernatural's not on Hulu Plus,
right?
I mean, that's a problem for me. You know what I mean? Like that's a problem.
Well, CW now has its own app for like the Roku streaming stuff. So.
By the end
are
of
they
this,
wait, I'm sorry, hang on. Are they charging for it?
I don't think so. I haven't actually opened it up to see what happens when you click on it, but I saw that they have an app.
Usually it's like the most recent episode or last two episodes
that's
or three.
Yeah, that's what MTV does.
And then everything else is on pay.
Same thing with CBS's app.
Yeah.
You're going to force me to go back and... No, CBS I thought wanted to charge.
Yeah.
CBS charges you, but like a lot of their shows, I don't pay for CBS, and I have access to like the last 2 or 3 episodes of Survivor. I've been watching Kevin Can Wait. I can watch all of like this week and last week's shows for free, but then after it's like
once
2 or 3 weeks,
it's
all access.
I wonder if that's going to be the same thing with the when they drop Star Trek. Is Star Trek going to be behind
a
paywall?
Paywall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the premiere.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, because they want to hook you in with the premiere.
Yeah.
And then they pay for it.
Well, and they're doing that and Big Brother.
Well, no, they're doing a separate Big Brother All Access right now.
Right. And
over the top.
That's through the app, too.
Right.
That's
but what I'm thing. Right. But they're not going to do that with the regular Big Brother.
No.
Right over the summers.
Yeah.
Just right now.
We'll see what happens.
But you're not going to watch that anyway.
But you know what? If Netflix losing a bunch of movies is the price for Stranger Things, Luke Cage, The Defenders.
Yeah, we'll pay it.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Here's what I'm going
to do. Don't forget The Get Down.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much good original programming on Netflix right now. It as far as original programming goes, I think they are up there with HBO already.
Or the fact
agreed.
That they
oh,
can
no,
get,
absolutely agreed.
They can get a lot of Canadian and British shows that you don't get on Hulu Plus that you didn't even know you wanted to watch.
Except for Doctor Who.
Well, yeah, except for Doctor Who. But, I mean, like all of my sci-fi shows are on there that are produced in Canada. So
right.
That's kind of cool.
So I'm going to say my thought on it was this. I mean, we got to remember that Netflix is effectively the one who killed Blockbuster. So
yeah,
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I'm also going to go ahead and make a prediction. You heard it here first. What we're going to see across the long term, they're going to tear it up. So if you want access to Netflix original content and the TV shows, that's going to be one price. If you want access to the movie library, which includes some other TV shows, that'll be a separate subscription price.
Hmm.
I bet that's my prediction.
I think this is going to – I think if that happens, I think it's going to be time to either reconnect the cord or
– Never.
Just go full-on pirate.
Well, I mean, aren't you paying for the $12 for the Hulu stuff?
Yeah.
For the commercial free?
Yeah.
Because we're only up to $10 or so with Netflix.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what I'm saying. Like all of these, like they keep piecemealing it out. Like it started out as one thing for this much, and now they're doing these tiers and these.
Right.
It's gonna start to add up as much as the cable was. At that point, let's just go get like Xfinity and get some regular TV, use my DVR, and then I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. Well, and pirating, I mean, not that I would ever advocate pirating anything, nor have I ever pirated anything, but
I've never pirated anything.
But I anecdotally, from this one guy that I met, that's actually getting a lot harder to do. Getting to the shows, getting past all the viruses, finding the real stuff as opposed to the other stuff.
Not if you have the right site.
Yes, well, the right site changes is really the problem because we'll have this discussion offline. Yeah. Moving on, Wonder Woman, you know, one of the three good decisions that DC made about 40, 50 years ago that they're still cashing in on every chance they get, has now been named the United Nations Women's Champion.
She is a new honorary ambassador.
I bet she never makes a single freaking meeting.
She's rude.
I'm just saying. Now, are they recognizing Themyscira as a nation?
No.
Or, I mean, are they lumping in with Greece, maybe?
Wow, I think Themyscira would have something to say about
well,
that.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I'm a little thrown off a little bit. Like, I love this. Let me start by bringing it front. This is awesome. This is great. This is a wonderful PR move.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a great PR move.
But I don't
Realistically,
know.
Realistically, it means absolutely nothing.
Right, because she's not going to go to the meetings. They still haven't acknowledged Themyscira, which I'm still maintaining. Until Themyscira gets full recognition in the United Nations, I just feel like this is they haven't done enough.
I mean, like it's not like Diana Prince like is gonna stop being like an army nurse or you know all of the other things that she does
right.
just to be Wonder Woman all the time at the UN meetings when she could be Wonder Woman saving us from
exactly
big, scary monsters.
I don't want to find out that she can't save us. She can't save New York because you know the meeting ran late. You know, of course, the United Nations meets in New York, so it feels like she could you know. Like,
also,
let's take a quick recess. I'm going to go defeat the big bad monster.
Right.
I'll be right back.
Also, a quick quote from the article. Last month, DC comic writer Greg Rucka claimed Wonder Woman must be queer. So I don't know that UN is going to be into having.
Can we pause real quick?
Sure.
Because it was the other story that we didn't get a chance to get to today about from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Will's sexuality.
Right.
Okay. So at some point, I'm starting to think that that might also just be a publicity stunt.
No, he has said that she's had relationships with other women. So
she's had relationships in the comic books. There's been images of her kissing and doing other things with female characters in the past.
But also there's been also a lot of stuff with male characters.
That's why they use the term queer.
Queer means other than heterosexual.
Okay, so we're going. Okay, so we're
bisexual
going with a broad. Okay,
also goes under queer. That's
going to the broad. Okay,
no, that's what queer means.
Oh. See, I understood it differently.
The word queer means anything that falls under LGBTQ, blah, blah, blah.
It's just the easier way of
It's just the easier way of saying LGBTQIALMNOP.
Okay.
You say queer.
Okay. That I'm tracking. Okay. Yeah. That makes a little bit more sense here. I do kind of feel like at a certain point we're getting to the like I have no issue with it,
uh-huh.
But at a certain point I'm like, all right, guys, you need. I feel like they trot these things out for not as the development of the character, which is completely awesome with me, not as an opportunity to give voice to a group of people that don't have as much of a voice as they should. Also, that's fantastic. But because sometimes it starts to feel a little bit more like we need to sell a couple extra issues or get our name in the papers.
Well, no, this goes back to her roots as a character. She's from an Amazon culture that had no men.
That's fair.
Okay.
Right. No, she that was makes sense.
Her creator based her off of 50% off of his wife and 50% off of their live-in lover that they practiced S&M with.
And good for them.
Her weapon is a lasso of truth. The guy also invented the lie detector test.
By the way, the live-in lover would be referred to as a unicorn.
There you go.
And she had like a couple of things, different podcasts.
She had like a Betty Page look to her.
Okay.
And that's what Wonder Woman is based off of. So it's absolutely part of her roots and who she is. It's something that was forgotten by a lot of people, and a lot of people mainstream don't realize it. But it's definitely been there from the beginning.
But is this coming about now as a part of the UN, thing, and then wanting to make sure that if we're her as a women's champion? Then
this was
also
a few weeks ago. Somebody asked a question weeks ago about it, and the person that's writing the character now said that she's genderqueer.
Okay. See, that was the piece I was missing. Also, an accurate definition for queer. Right. So I've learned something new. There we go. Good.
But by the way, she can be claimed by Greece, I guess, but she's ours.
Right.
Well, she's American.
She
does
created
run around, by American.
She does run around in a bikini, a metal bikini.
Yeah.
So.
Which is a very American thing to do.
Yeah.
Also would chafe. That would chafe
so
much.
I feel like that's a European thing you could do too. I feel like a European might do that. I happen to know Europeans might do that.
In a metal bikini?
In any bikini.
Okay. But not a... well, we're going to get political there. Okay. So moving on. Next, this one sounds crazy. I don't think it's as crazy as it first seems.
You know what? We're hearing crazier and crazier things all the time lately.
It's
like
true.
Every day.
And I think it's probably the best thing ever.
So here's the story. There is a group that has gotten together, this sounds like the first episode of a CBS drama that's not going to make it past season two. It's a group of philanthropists, entrepreneurs, scientists, philosophers.
Lawyers. I noticed lawyers were in there.
Because lawyers got a law.
Yeah. Decided to come together and create a space-based nation that they are calling Asgardia, which, as any of our comic book / superhero nerds out there,
/Stargate,
or any myth, if you know anything about Norse mythology at all,
wherever you happen to come across it, Asgardia is a reference, of course, to Asgard, to the realm of Odin, sky cities, and all that stuff. Yeah. So
I knew about Odin long before I knew about superheroes. Thank you very much.
I didn't. I wasn't accusing you of
Greek
otherwise.
Mythology.
Not Greek.
No.
That's Norse mythology.
Norse.
Danielle's dumb.
Your high horse ran and you were still like floating in midair for the comedy thing.
I was standing on a pedestal and someone kicked it out from underneath me.
Yeah, you and James Marsden. All right, so the idea here is that they're going to start launching satellites up, and the satellites then connect up in space, and we make a really, really big ship. I'm hoping they go with a couple ships, not just one really big one, because I've seen enough spaceships, enough space stories to know that you don't put all of humanity in one ship. That's just a bad idea.
Well, you never put all of your eggs in one basket.
Right, and that is one big basket.
That is a giant basket.
But this is supposed, because this thing is supposed to hold 150 million people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Oh,
so,
yeah, eventually.
So that, yeah, that's where they're trying to get you. So they're going to launching satellites. The satellites come together. They link them together. They make either one big ship, or I'm hoping a bunch of smaller ships. Somebody must have thought of that by now. Mm-hmm. If they haven't, Asgardia, I am your ruler.
Well, you know, maybe they could use the SpaceX ships that are going to be taking people to Mars.
Oh, that's true. You want to make a drop off? You know, like at
that,
some point
they could fuel up right there.
It makes sense
because they're going to fuel up in orbit. They said
right.
So that thing's going to carry 200 people at a time to Mars. Eventually, well, between 100 and 200 people.
Well, and you know, maybe they hang out. Maybe on your way to Mars, you stop off at Asgardia for
a waypoint.
There you go. So the
it's like Atlantis on Earth too, right?
Mm-hmm. So the idea here is that they want to be their own nation with their own laws and their own everything.
Uh-huh.
They want to be recognized by the UN. And kind of be their own deal, and they want to start this things launching. I think 2017 they want to get their first satellite up. Although no word on how soon they're going to start putting people on there, because there's going to be to hold 150 million people is going to.
Well, they do say initially they will accept 100,000 people to become
right.
members.
Right. So you
society.
Can apply. That's right. You can apply online now if you'd like to go relinquish your citizenship and go become a citizen of Asgardia. So, thoughts?
I think it's great. Like I said, I think this is awesome that we're talking about a space nation, that we're talking about colonizing Mars, that we're talking about spreading humanity out beyond our planet. I think it's awesome. I think the last time that people were talking big and huge about space like this was Kennedy with the space race.
Oh, I mean, you mean prior to the modern era, kind of,
right.
The past couple of years. Okay.
We stopped talking big about space.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely
And when you
right.
stop talking big about space, you stop doing big about space.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And so this is fantastic. I'm in love with every little bit of this. I don't plan on going, but I think it'll be cool. But I think that there's going to be a lot of issues. I mean, where do they get to orbit? Like, where do they have to keep their synchronous orbit? What nation is going to be cool with another nation being right on top of them? You know what I mean?
You can go geosynchronous over the Pacific Ocean. I mean, it's. I mean, the Earth is mostly water anyway.
True.
So I initially read this and thought crazy, mm-hmm. but then I thought about it a little bit. And one of the things that the officials of this Asgardia idea are saying is that they want to do it like this to avoid bringing Earth-based conflicts to space.
How do you prevent that?
By not having nations, or the Earth-based national conflicts coming
okay.
up to space. So you know, when you've got Iran and China and Russia and the United States and North Korea, everybody's staring daggers at each other and killing each other and whatever else. If you establish just a completely different country, then you're starting to get around some of that. And I think it also, I mean. Not that there's still going to be politics, there's still going to be crime. I mean, humans are still humans, but you're cutting off a lot of that because this was never an issue before the modern era where getting
right.
to space became so much easier. But no, I mean, we technically have an American flag sitting on the moon,
right?
Like we claimed that,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a great policy going forward. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
You're going to need to do something else, and you're going to need to start thinking through how that looks. And Asgardia makes as much sense as anything else that we've seen.
The problem is it doesn't stop anybody else from doing the same thing, and then you end up with your same geopolitics and orbital politics with different nations up there.
And now you have space
and there's
pirates.
Space junk and everything else.
Right. Now, space pirates I can get down on. I mean, I'm completely down with space pirating. That's
right.
I just want to know, how do they convert all of the carbon dioxide into oxygen without greenery? Like, how are they going
to... Why wouldn't there be greenery?
I mean, they have to bring it with them.
I'm sure they'll have tons of greenhouses to farm.
Really, the bigger issue, though, is gravity. That I mean, if you really want, to my mind, the biggest issue they're going to run into is they've got to come up with something to do about the whole gravity thing, because humans don't do great in space.
Like, how big is it, like, in terms of, like, square miles?
The ship? We don't know. We've got the one image that we've got. Is that officially an image that they've released, or is that something?
I mean, it's been attached to... I found two different
stories. A rather fanciful artist's impression of what Asgardia might look
yeah.
like.
Okay, so nobody's.
It's a theoretical concept art.
I mean, the only way you do this is the circular.
What if
that's
it,
what I was thinking?
I mean,
if
you
it
have to,
gets
but this could just be
Earth.
This is just a wing.
Oh, that's
that
true.
I would assume.
Okay.
What if it gets between the Earth and the Sun?
Then they have a sunny day.
And Earth has...
a shadow in an area.
Just an eclipse.
Yeah, just a small eclipse.
We have eclipses all the time.
It,
well, no, we don't have tons of solar eclipses, but, I mean, it won't... This is why it's got to be geosynchronous.
It would look like a shooting star at night, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming...
a big shooting star.
I'm assuming they've got to take... I mean, remember, 70% of the
world. So we're not going to see it, like, hovering over the Earth.
No,
I doubt that it would be that large.
Well, I mean, and even if it did, it wouldn't be something that you would be able to... It's not going to affect daily life on Earth. Well, I mean, other than the fact that, you know, these guys are going to need food and water and a bunch of other things they can't create and don't exist.
Okay, that's
there.
Selfish. Or shellfish, if they dig shellfish. Never mind.
I'm sure that they'll have some sort of an infrastructure that they'll have to be at least somewhat self-sustaining. And,
right.
And then they'll be buying things from the surface, basically.
Yep, as soon as they figure out how to start creating stuff in space that we can't create here, and then, you know, you just...
No, they'll be importing more than they'll be exporting, I'm sure.
No, agreed. But, yeah. I mean, they've got to come up with some economy. They've got to come up with some way to generate revenue.
I just want you guys to know that there is actually a division in NASA that is specifically dedicated to creating organic food that will grow in space for the space station.
And, that's a lot of the reasons they're doing the experiments that they are.
Right.
I mean, this is something – being able to live in space is something that we're actively working towards. I mean, Elon Musk is heading to Mars. Asgardia is trying to set up their own nation up there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. All I'm suggesting is that if you need a ruler for these things, I'm willing to talk about it. I mean
– no, these people all have good intentions.
Well, Magneto.
Why would they hire
Magneto?
A super
ruled Genosha for a while, and then he was also ruling his. He had an outer space.
I don't
space.
Think they're going to need a ruler.
Magneto wasn't that bad.
Thank you. Just saying.
He was Malcolm X.
Asgardia, call me. Elon, we'll talk. Don't get froggy. I don't want him to just assume I'm going to go rule his. You know, I don't know.
Mars. What's we should name the Mars colony and then like.
Oh, he said the ship he wants to name their transporter ship after the ship from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, really? The I blanked. Look it up. The with the improbability drive.
Yeah.
Damn.
He said his antimatter engine, he wants to call an improbability drive.
The Heart of Gold?
The Heart of Gold.
Yes,
there we go.
That's what the ship is going to
no,
be called.
No, or Infinite Improbability.
That's the name of the drive. The Heart of Gold is the name of the ship. I completely blanked.
Okay.
Speaking of a Heart of Gold, both literally and figuratively.
Oh, boy.
Well, not literally. In both senses of the word. There we go. Not literally. J.K. Rowling.
Because it's literature.
Mm.
No, because gold is in She Wants More Money.
Yeah.
Also gold because she gave away a lot of money.
Oh,
so she lost her billionaire status because she gave away too much money.
That's why she looks like halfway happy in this picture.
Exactly. Like, I used to be a billionaire.
Oh my God, you guys are the worst.
But I'm still a millionaire.
This is not just a millionaire. I mean, there's lots of millionaires. Right. You know, she's a hundreds upon hundreds of millions heir.
She wants to be a billionaire again.
Right.
I will literally let you guys go on like that for an hour because I don't care.
That was for Dan, for Dan Cage, who. I will not greet this movie with greet this news. As a matter of fact, I showed him the article here. I'm sorry, we back up. They've announced five more movies as sequels / continuations
in the Wizarding World.
It will be five movies total, counting the one that's coming out.
Right. So, which is Fantastic Beasts
and Where to Find Them,
which comes out in November, very very shortly, and then they've got two sequels already planned for that.
So they're going to have two more,
and then two more, and I don't know what they're going to do with those two. I don't know if they're going to try to switch continents again, or if they're going to. I mean, they just announced these things. So
how dare they switch continents?
I mean, what if they did, you know, Europe and they did North America. So what if they jump ships and now go do it in Asia or Africa or something?
Yeah, maybe.
I have no issue with it. I'm being the
I didn't know if you were
the indignant, like, you know, because Star Wars isn't played out.
What if
multiple
they did like
planets,
an ancient Egypt Wizarding World?
Nice.
That would be cool.
All of Africa, we end up in Egypt again. Anytime we go to Africa, it just feels like we always end up in Egypt.
Right. Morocco at Epcot. Just FYI, it's Morocco.
Okay. Well, there's...
Morocco is the African country represented at Epcot.
There's only one African country?
Yeah.
And it's Morocco.
There's like 26, almost 30 nations on the continent of Africa.
Right.
It's
yeah.
It's a really big continent, and they only got one country?
Yeah. But to be fair, I don't think they have anything from South America.
Oh, that doesn't make it better. That really doesn't make it better.
Also, Antarctica's not there.
That one actually makes
you
sense.
You know what I bet is, you know what's really well represented? Europe.
Yes.
I noticed that. Yeah. They seem to be, no worries there. We've got you covered, Europe.
Asia's got two countries.
Yeah. Oh, Asia's only.
Which is, you know, Epcot was supposed to be a vision of the future. It was a bunch of white guys designing it. I'm just putting that out there.
So the smallest continent got the most representation.
Right.
Whereas the largest continents got one country, three countries between the two largest continents. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure that was the plan.
Yep.
Way to go, J.K. Rowling. This is all your fault.
But all three countries in North America are represented.
Oh, thank God.
But no, Wizarding World is at Universal. You're in the wrong park.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And so when Wizarding World does it, and they expand out to their own version of Epcot, which is only a matter of time.
They're going to take over. Universal is going to just become Harry Potter World.
I am not sad about that in the slightest.
Let's see how they
That's
do.
That's really...
I don't even care, y'all.
So we haven't got any other details on Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Uh-huh.
On the sequels or the two movies that are coming after
right,
that.
Right, right.
I'm kind of curious, though. Do you think the other two movies will end up being... I mean, what are they going to do with those other two movies? If they're going to do
probably rehash old stories with slightly different characters.
True.
Maybe bring back a trope that they used earlier on that a lot of people were upset about and controversial. Throw that in there. And then revisit a story through time travel that we've already seen.
I don't know, that doesn't seem like JK.
No.
No, I mean...
That wasn't even JK's story. We talked about this.
No, but Dan's going to get... See, you were trying to stay above it.
Trying.
You were trying. You let him get you.
I
actually, that's why I didn't say anything, because I was like, is he going to get Danielle? Yeah, he is. No, I don't even... Oh, I feel bad for fist bumping you there.
Yeah, you should feel bad.
I don't feel that bad. Yeah. Well, I'm curious, though. I mean, you've got these three movies. You've got an obvious trilogy going on here. Okay, fine. That's pretty standard.
Sure.
But then with these two extra floaters, do you continue on with that same storyline? Do you pick up do you do two standalone movies? Do you launch another?
I think they stick with what they're doing because that's what she did with the first seven, well, eight technically movies, is you stick with the same storyline.
So you think it's going to end up being not three movies but five movies?
Yeah.
Because they only announced the three.
Well, they've now announced five.
No, but they said that only the first two were going to be sequels to...
Fantastic Beasts.
To Fantastic Beasts, and the other two were kind of left out there as
maybe they'll be Albus stories.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Do they go Rogue One? Do they go Rogue One and tell a solitary story, like a standalone, to do two standalone movies? Mm-hmm. And at which case...
A Hagrid movie?
The tweet came from... The @FantasticBeasts Twitter handle. So one would assume that all five movies will follow along in the Fantastic Beasts world.
That makes sense. I mean, it's all the Wizarding World anyway. But
one
would
assume.
One would assume. I'm waiting to see. Part of me wonders how well Fantastic Beasts does, both critically and just how good of a movie we're talking about here. I don't know. I'm a little hesitant. Mm-hmm. But I want to believe because, I don't know, Cursed Child, I understand it wasn't J.K. specifically, but Cursed Child did not fill me with hope and joy.
It didn't uplift you?
No, but like J.K.'s, but this one's got J.K.'s signature. I mean, she wrote the screenplay.
Yes.
This is all her.
Yes.
So either she manages to I don't want to say have lightning strike twice here because lightning struck like seven times. And then across eight movies. So,
and just,
she died.
Just to address one of the things that we discussed when we discussed the Cursed Child screen, the script, the rehearsal script, is that there is apparently a rousing success of the actual play itself.
And that very well may be.
So, I mean, and J.K. Rowling does have a nice hand in what's going on with the play. So, and it could just be that we didn't see everything that was supposed to be going on, you know?
Well, however, that wasn't a leaked script online. You know what I mean? They took the steps.
I don't disagree
and
with you.
That, none of those were my gripes with that either. It was the whole rehash thing that I wished it was an original story.
I think there's a lot of folks. I mean, I'm a big fan of J.K. I still think the Harry Potter series is one of the most amazing series I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things there. I'm like, come on, J.K., you're better. you're better than that.
She is better than that.
I mean, everybody has an off day, though. So, you know, I haven't written one of the most amazing series ever. So I'll give her another.
I have not yet either.
I mean, you haven't finished it.
Right.
Right. We're still working on that.
Yeah. Right. I'm working on it.
Sure. Okay. Moving on. X-23, we have been, there have been leaks and news and possibilities and things. I'm just going to kick this right over to Dan. I'll let Dan. So Dan.
Because I don't even know what that means.
First, give us a real.
Is that like Raid? Like the spray stuff?
Exactly the same stuff. Start by giving us a real quick background on X-23 and then tell us why we should give a damn.
Okay. So a few years back, they introduced X-23 to the X-Men universe. Basically, this lab was trying to recreate, the Weapon X experiment and essentially clone Wolverine.
Okay.
They got a hold of some of his DNA. They got this genetics expert, and she said that she could do it. She was having a really hard time, and it turned out the problem was in the Y chromosomes.
Of course, the problem is in the Y chromosomes.
So she says, a lot of problems seem to be located in the Y chromosomes.
So she was like, so let's just double up the X chromosomes and make this dream a reality.
Perfect.
And the guys that she was working for said, no, we don't want a girl Wolverine. We want Wolverine. So she went and did it anyway.
Girls can't be Wolverine.
And on her 23rd try, she got an actual embryo out of it.
I love it.
It worked. And so the guys that she was working for were really mad about it. And so they said, all right, well, you can do this, but on one, there's one little hitch to it. You've got to carry the baby.
Whoa.
So she had to be the surrogate the embryo.
So that makes her kind of the mama.
Right.
Was there
a plan otherwise? Like, where was the baby going to, was it just going to grow?
They were going to just pay somebody off to be a surrogate.
Yeah, hire a surrogate. But why would they make her do it? Like, why are they like,
because they were mad at her for making a female
clone. That
doesn't
seem like a punishment.
It's
like
a Y chromosome thing, okay?
And you're not building a child, you're building a weapon. And so to force her to bond with it was like a punishment.
Ah, okay, I guess.
She did bond with it. In the end, basically, she gets programmed to be this assassin, and she ends up murdering all three of her creators. And
including mom?
Yeah.
That happens.
Oh, wow.
One of the dads programmed her to kill her if she ever killed him, kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Like a failsafe. So,
because comic books.
Yeah, so they're all dead. She finds out about Logan and goes off to find him and joins the X-Men. She is very similar to him in personality, but she's definitely her own character. She has two claws instead of three on her hands, and she has...
Well, that is a marked distinction.
She also has one claw on each foot that,
whoa,
that can come out, so she can kick with her claws,
okay,
too.
I was like, what is that? Like, what's the purpose of that? But that totally makes sense when she's dealing with the Y chromosomes.
Or, like, jumping onto an airplane, she can use her hands and feet to climb.
Interesting.
Which does make more sense.
How long is the claw coming out of her foot? Because I could get... I mean, I feel like that might be... awkward.
Probably about 10 inches or so.
All of this is biologically awkward.
Probably 10 inches or so.
That's a long extension coming out of your foot. I feel like that could get in the way. Like, what if it snaps off?
Adamantium.
Oh, and when she was growing up and being trained, they weren't happy with how quick her powers were coming to her, so they put her in a radiation bath and forced her powers to come out. And then without any anesthetic, they broke off her bone claws and laced them with adamantium and put them back in.
And no one has an issue with how this poor girl was treated and tortured.
Of course people do.
Comic books.
These are the bad guys that were doing this to her.
Oh my God.
So was her skeleton laced in adamantium?
Just her claws.
So what her bones can break?
Yeah. Well, she has the healing factor, though.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
What is adamantium?
It's the hardest metal in the world.
It's the thing that makes Wolverine's claws unbreakable.
Okay. Yeah.
It's harder than vibranium.
I wish my nails could be made out of that. Then maybe I'd stop biting them.
You wouldn't, but it would break your teeth off. So,
so it would stop.
It's true, eventually. No, way to be positive, Danielle. Great job.
And in the all-new universe, she is a full-fledged member of the X-Men. She is now called Wolverine. She's no longer X-23.
Oh,
Because Wolverine is now Old Man Logan.
And they don't just go like Wolverina or Girl Wolverine or Wolverine Woman.
She Wolverine?
She is the new Wolverine.
I love that. That's
just like
great.
The new, just like the new female Iron Man is an Iron Lady or Iron Woman.
Well,
or
no,
Iron,
she,
Maiden.
Iron Lady is Margaret Thatcher. So that's already taken.
Here comes Iron Lady. Oh my God, is it a politician? No, no, no. So, I thought she was Iron Heart.
Oh, did they say that officially yet?
Oh, damn.
No.
Oh.
I thought it was Iron Heart.
Well, that's weak.
So this is, that's good. That's good that they didn't
So why does that matter?
Name.
What does that matter for current? Like, we understand the background here, so okay. What's going on?
So, well, basically what's happening is, what's his name? Hugh Jackman mm-hmm. is getting a little long in the tooth.
He's old, he's pretty much Old Man Logan.
Long in the claw and the tooth, yeah. Got it.
So, and his contract is running up. This is going to be his last time playing the character. So how do you have Wolverine in X-Men movies moving forward? Enter X-23. So in the first promo shot that we have for X-Men or for Wolverine, which is Wolverine 3, which is being called Logan, is basically his hand with his claws out and a little child hand holding it.
Although that child has the longest fingers. That photo's bothering me.
Yeah.
I read somewhere, somebody pointed out in some Reddit feedos or whatever, and now it bothers me because that child's hand is stupid long. If you see this picture of her,
that is...
Right now you can never unsee that because I've been trying to unsee it ever since.
Yeah
that would... Her... Yeah.
Like, she's like all the way like up and around. Like those fingers are like 8 inches long.
Well we can't tell how old she is.
That's true.
Exactly.
Well, no, she's got a little girl thumb.
Right. It's like the most awkwardly shaped hands in the world.
Like, look at her thumb compared to his thumb, and then measure the hand distance.
We're breaking out the protractor and figuring this shit out.
You can see it in the show notes.
We're getting the compass.
We're getting the compass.
So, and so far they've said that is a clone of Wolverine. They haven't named it X-23 or said anything yet, but they happen to be releasing all of their promo stuff online at 10:23 every day.
And on Sunday.
And Sunday the 23rd, they've said that there will be a big announcement basically with X-23. And a lot of people are expecting that to be a new trailer that will feature the character.
You see, because I get it, 10:23.
X is 10.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
See what they did there?
Yeah.
Brilliant marketing.
Because 10X.
No, we get it now. Yeah. We get it.
No, I do like.
I got a little too happy when I read it too.
That was pretty. I also like that they did it at 10:23 a.m.
Yeah,
not 10:23 p.m.
Because that would not be correct with military time.
Right.
Exactly.
So they have to, you know. I mean, they could.
And
they,
it's Eastern time.
Well, of course it is. Because what other time frame would you use?
Well, they're in
time
Hollywood.
I don't care. New York is in East Coast time. Orlando is on East Coast time.
That's right.
All football games are in East Coast time.
Or should be.
The ball drop is East Coast time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. East Coast time is what matters.
Mm-hmm. Oscars are on East Coast time.
Everything is on East Coast time.
And they're in California.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, good. Just keep that in mind. I don't want any
I'm just saying X-23 is ours, not the UN's. That's all I'm saying.
Them and Wonder Woman both.
Yeah, UN. You can't have all of the cool female heroes.
Right? We're keeping Jessica Jones, too.
Yeah, we don't have that many, so stop it.
Yes.
We're finally getting a couple extra
ones. We're getting a lot right now, actually.
Right, but you don't give them away yet.
Wolverine, Iron Man, and Thor have all been replaced. Oh, and Captain Marvel have all now been replaced with female characters.
Yeah.
Not to mention Spider-Gwen.
Oh.
Which is...
True.
And Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
She was... But they're not replacing Peter Parker.
In that part of the Spider-Verse, they are.
Oh, really? With all new, all different?
Yeah, and
I thought all new, all different was Miles Morales.
No, because there's a whole Spider-Verse.
Okay, we're not doing this.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot about the Spider-Verse. We're not doing that right
Let's
now.
Let's talk about that like we did with the multiverse.
No,
no, we could do a whole main topic on Spider-Verse.
We could.
That could be fun.
We absolutely could.
Maybe you guys could get a different co-host that day.
You would learn so much, though.
And the Spider-Verse is interesting, but I mean,
and that version of Spider-Woman is Mary Jane.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I missed that part. See, I did not. I wasn't keeping up with the Spider-Verse.
And she's pregnant.
God, of course she is.
I think it's Mary Jane.
How is she pregnant? And
no, it's not Mary Jane.
Buildings.
No, but she is pregnant.
I would rather it be Mary Jane than have her be pregnant. I feel like, I mean, I've watched my wife be pregnant twice, swinging from building to building like that. Not comfortable.
No,
not comfortable at all.
Like
she's
it's not
really
even
pregnant
happen.
Too.
I feel like it's not even going to happen.
Well, and then you're fighting
gonna,
crime.
Is
I mean,
gonna,
like that's
yeah. What if is, she's like? What if she's literally webbing a bad guy, and then she's like, "Oh crap, my water broke. The police aren't here yet." Someone's got to deliver my baby.
Web, 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 and then swing to the hospital. She'd be fine there.
Hey, there have been decades or generations and generations of women who have worked right up until labor.
It's true.
And she should not have that taken away from her.
Not typically getting shot at, though.
Right.
Although, I respect her choice. If she wants to fight crime right up until the due date.
She's got spidey sense. I mean, come on.
That's true.
I'm just saying, if your water is
drinking, with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh my goodness. Like, she's literally having, like, Braxton Hicks, and she's like, I don't know if this is real or not, so I better go to the
hospital. All of the children of New York are her children.
Yes, she's only pregnant with one of them.
If right. She's a spider because
if she's a spider, so there's like a million of them there.
A million babies.
Oh, God. Oh, that just got a lot more gross. That got a lot more gross. All right, let's go ahead and get to our shameless
plugs. Did you ever see Charlotte's Web?
Dan.
All right, as always, you can find me for all your DJ needs at epiceventsorlando.com. And then I've also got another one. I found a cool YouTube page here called Comic Storian. It's spelled just like it sounds, and they do awesome videos on comic book characters, their origins, and what's going on in recent issues if you need to catch up.
Not very cool.
It's really cool. They take images from the comics, and they get rid of the actual text from the word bubbles,
mm-hmm.
and the guy basically reads it like a script.
Huh.
And just little highlights to tell the greater story and tells the overall arc.
So is that comic focused, or does that bleed into their movie appearances and television appearances and such?
It's all comic book focused.
Okay. Awesome.
And it looks like he also does origins on characters for games like Overwatch.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Overwatch does have a really hefty storyline to it, too. I've not even glanced at yet.
And it looks like also he has a manga story in page, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, I am actually going to... At the risk of going Dresden on you guys again, I watched the first four seasons of Buffy, the Vampire Slayer.
Oh.
I watched the first four seasons, got it, loved it. It was really, really good. I mean, it didn't age terribly well. There's a lot of like corded phones and occasional pagers. So like that part is a little rough.
But you know what? That's great nostalgia too.
It's fantastic. Well, and you know, she graduated high school in 1999.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Although her high school graduation, way more interesting. Like,
well, with a hellmouth, yeah.
Well, I mean, even considering everything that happened, I still would have rather been that graduation than mine. I'm just being honest. Aww. Ours was boring.
It was.
Anyway, she gets to college, season five, and I watched a couple episodes and got bored and fell off. I was like, this isn't it. But I've been kind of sick, so I was on the couch, and I was like, you know what? What the hell? So I started watching. Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it picked up, and it started going really – I mean, it's gotten really good, and I just finished an episode called Hush. And I'd read about Hush before, and it was phenomenal.
That's like Don't Blink.
It is. No, and it, and like Don't Blink, if not, you can't just watch Hush and get anything out of it. You've got to understand, you've got to see what's going on before. But
yeah.
I'm really excited to keep watching it now. It definitely got me hooked. It just had a little bit of a lull there.
Are you crossing over with Angel?
I've already watched all of Angel.
Oh.
So I watch these things out of order. That's what I'm saying. Buffy, not having seen Buffy is this big black mark on my Joss Whedon resume.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
And there's a lot of crossover characters there, too.
There is.
So now you're getting backstory. It's like a prequel.
Right. Well, it's actually kind of funny, too, because like I know Spike shows up. I mean, Spike is in the last couple of the back half of Angel. And when he shows up, he references a bunch of crap that at the time I was like, whatever. And then I'm like,
because he used to be a bad guy, and then he turns into, like, the love interest.
Right. Well, I don't want to spoil anything for, I don't know, with the statute. We never figured out a statute.
It was a decade or two, or more than a decade ago.
I'm spoiling it for you.
Oh, yeah, don't. Well, I know where he ends up, so I know he ends up as a good guy, essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was pretty good, so I was enjoying it.
Anakin's bad?
So, yeah, I'm gonna plug that. That was, I know it's a little older, but if you're...
I'm proud of you.
If you can, I'm going to finish this damn thing. I mean, it's really interesting.
Now you see where we got my second son's middle name.
Yeah. What's your second son's middle name? Which one's yours?
Xander.
Oh, yeah. I already knew about Xander, though. That wasn't new. I do love the fan theory that Xander and Chandler from Friends
are related.
Like, Chandler's all-in-law son. Because I've watched his episode and I'm like, this is like... I don't know who ripped off who, but this looked like somebody really ripped off somebody else. You know, maybe there's a Q source. I don't know, but there you go. So this is my shameless plug, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Go ahead. Go back and check that one out. There you go. Danielle, what you got for us?
I'm going to plug a game I've been addicted to. I know I'm like always addicted to a game, and it's always a different one. But right now I'm addicted to Emoji Blitz, and it's a Disney game, and you like play.
Well, I was instantly out. Like Emoji Blitz, Disney game, and I'm like, and I'm done. Yeah. Okay, not gonna. Right.
You play and collect the Disney characters.
Is this based on the Emoji movie that's coming out?
Challenges. No. It's been out for a lot longer than that stupid movie was announced. So, and they're Disney characters. It doesn't look like regular emojis. Like it's not regular emojis. They're the Disney emojis. But they call it Emoji Blitz because as a reward, you can also get the emojis. Like,
what kind of emojis? Like Jasmine as an emoji?
Well, I don't think they have Jasmine as a character right now, but yeah, I mean like yeah, basically.
Or whatever. Elsa
or,
as
just random like things like that you collect. It's just go download Disney's Emoji Blitz.
No. I follow up here. I'm being serious here. So you, because I don't use emojis for the most part. Like I now use a smiley face on the regs.
And the 100.
The what?
100.
Well, that's
I don't use the 100. You okay. Use the 100. I literally...
I don't even know what the 100 means.
Keep it 100? You know, it's your fault his show's off the air. But I use the smiley face so I can start letting people know when I'm joking. Because text doesn't always carry that over and right. People kept getting pissed off at me.
So with Emoji Blitz, you collect the actual physical emojis. Or not actual physical, like...
Right, but you can use
the
emojis
you collect them
that you
and
unlock.
Then you get an emoji keyboard that you can also put on your phone so that when you're in a text message, you can swap over and then you can use Disney emojis. Like the Mickey Mouse hand giving a thumbs up rather than the regular person giving
so
a thumbs up.
So it's exactly what I've always wanted.
I don't actually use the emojis because it's not really
this
that
is
big of a deal.
I'm not quite done here yet. I have
like
one more question.
The game. Oh my god!
No, I'm not even making fun of you. Like I'm
legitimately. I feel like you are exactly making fun of
no,
me.
No, I think this game is dumb without even looking at it.
I want to understand
the emoji thing.
It's like
so
a
does
candy
that work?
Crush. It's like a Connect 3. Like you gotta slide them in place, and boom, you've got three.
And
then
does
you
it have microtransactions?
Where you can pay to play.
Yeah, where eventually.
Yes, but you don't need it in order to, like, you don't need it in order to do anything. If you can't like complete a quest, you can use gems to swap it out. But like, you are always earning gems, so it's not like.
Okay, so final question.
Yeah.
I understand it works in your text messaging. If you're in like Facebook Messenger or you're on Slack.
Probably not.
Okay, so it's restricted.
Okay. I don't know. I have not tested out the emoji keyboard enough because I just don't care about
the emojis. Because I used to have, now back in the day, because I had a phone that didn't have all the emojis that my friend did, and she would send like, she was one of the people who would send like four lines of emojis after a text message that told a story, and I could only get like half of them.
Right, because some of them would show up as like boxes.
Right, and so I'm like, or they just wouldn't show up at all. And I'm like, I don't know what this story, I can't read your pictogram story. Like, I feel like I'm reading like hieroglyphics and shit, and I don't understand what this means. So now I'm wondering
poop,
if you're...
unicorn, taco, wine. Yeah, I get it, totally.
Isn't that
actually,
in the wrong order?
There is no taco.
And you forgot the eggplant.
So I need you to text me with the Disney, because I want to see, you don't need it right now, but I need you to text me because I want to see if I can get the Mickey Mouse glove. Thumbs up. And then do it in Slack, too. I want to know.
Okay.
I want to know.
All right.
So what was the game called? Emoji Blitz?
Emoji Blitz.
Emoji Blitz.
By Disney.
By Disney. Not that Emoji Blitz by Universal. That one's a little darker.
That's the wrong
but
one.
But probably better overall.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Has the characters you really want. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. All right. That is going to do it for us. Danielle, I'm sorry. Can you tell them where to find us real quick?
You can find us on Facebook at For Geeks Sake. That's apostrophe S. You can also find us on Twitter, at For4Geeks Sake. And you can also find us on geekstreetstation.com.
She won't look at me.
No,
while she's doing that, and I don't know why.
And you were even good that time.
I was. Well, I was waiting for her to look at me.
I was
waiting for her to look at me, and then I was going to.
Exactly. Yeah. Then he was bad.
All right. That is going to do it for us. We want to thank you guys so much for listening. Until next week, this is Al Sterling saying, you're a good girl, Kaylee. The very best.